question was asked in the halakha. If somebody sat down to have a sa'udah, and in the middle of the sa'udah, let's say it was Purim time, tekar is Megillat Esther, and he's starting to read from the klaf of the Megillat Esther, or he touches another sefer that's written on parchment, or for example, he's handling his tefillin, or he's touching the straps when they're attached to the tefillin. The question is, if he did that in the middle of the sa'udah, does he have to go wash his hands again if he is eating bread? What's the question? Since when do we see that if you touch a sefer Torah, that your hands become tamer? Well, the Gemara in Shabbat on Yudalid talks about that the rabbis made a gezerah that if a person touches a sefer Torah, his hands will become tameim and he will not be able to eat terumah. The rabbis made that gezerah, even though a sefer Torah's klap has no tumah. So why would they make it that if you touch the klap of a sefer Torah and then you touch terumah, that the terumah becomes tameah? So the Gemara explains, because the people understood that the terumah is kodesh. So what were they doing? They were storing the terumah in the Echal, next to the Sefer Torah. It's kodesh. What was happening? The mice came. The mice were coming to eat the terumah, and they were eating away from the Ketve Kodesh. So the rabbis made a takana that terumah and klaf do not go with each other. And therefore they said, even if you touch the klaf of the Sefer Torah, you touch the terumah, you're out. So therefore they wanted to keep now the terumah far away from the klaf of the Sefer Torah. So it was a kanas that the rabbis made. Now, the rabbis also made a takana that a person, he has to wash his hands before he touches terumah. It's two different takanot. One takana is that if you touch a Sefer Torah and then you touch terumah, it's no good. And then the rabbis made a takana that you have to wash your hands in general before you touch terumah. They're two separate takanot. What do I mean to say? Let's say a person made netilat yadayim. He washed his hands beautifully. He could touch terumah, no problem. And let's say he was careful. He knows his hands are very clean and he didn't come in contact with anything. Still the deen is, once he touches the Sefer Torah, he's not going to be allowed to touch the terumah. Because again, the rabbis wanted to keep the Sefer Torah klaf away from the terumah. So the question is, we know that the reason why we wash our hands netilat yadayim for bread today is because of what the Gemara says in Chulin, Srach terumah. That since the rabbis made you wash hands before you eat terumah, before you touch terumah, so they wanted to get the kohanim to the custom to always wash their hands before they have the bread. So therefore everybody has to wash their hands as well. So therefore we're doing it for Chulin even. Even for Chulin you need netilat yadayim. No problem. So now my question is, did the rabbis go so far to say that you're going to need a new netilat yadayim for Chulin if you touch a Sefer Torah atu terumah? To just like they said, you have to wash your hands for Chulin atu terumah. Do they say that if you touch a Sefer Torah when you're having a Chulin meal, also we're going to make you wash your hands in order to eat, in order to protect terumah? We never saw such a gezerah. The Gemara and Chulin only discuss washing your hands. Never discuss that if you touch a Torah or a klaf in a Sa'udah. And really that's the conclusion of the Bi'ur Halakha. Although he does bring down Shitot in Siman Kuf Samecheh that indeed say that you have to wash your hands, that you have to make the Tilat Yadayim again. He quotes over here and I'm reading. He says, Ayin כתב החיי אדם הנוגע באמצע סעודתו בספר תורה או בתפילין או ברצועות או במגילה תצריעים שנכתבים על כלב צריך ליטול ידיו שאני כל אלו מתמאים את הידיים אך כיוון שלא מצאתי דין זה בפוסקים is I didn't find it anywhere written in the פוסקים ייטול ידיו ולא יברך ראש שאין בדומה כברכה צריך דיבור הלכה ולענות דעתי אין דברה מוכרחים כלל not מוכרח ובשבת יודלת איתה דגזו שתי גזרות two gezerot emet. Metechila gazu etila letruma rak al yadayim. Machma abayim machma sefer. If you touch a sefer, mishum de asul lechazan arum. We don't want you to hold the sefer Torah without a cover on. That was another reason why the Gemara said that it's asur to deal with the sefer Torah bare. Gemara said anybody that deals with the Sefer Torah without putting a cloth around it, permanent ta'avira. So also they made another takana in order to protect the people that they'll always use a cover. So oh, you touch the Torah bare, your hands are no good for teruma. Lachen gazu vekansu shim yiga agak b'teruma yipasel otam. Ve'arka gazu, then they made another gezera. Kol stam yadayim, stam your hands, mishum di yadayim askaniyotem. And therefore there's two different gezerot. There's gezera of teruma, and then the rabbis in Chulin came along and said that even when you wash your hands, when you're eating Chulin, we want you to wash your hands to protect the Gezerah of Atu Teruma. But they didn't make such a Gezerah by a Sefer. They didn't make a Gezerah that when you're having Chulin and you're touching a Sefer, that you have to wash your hands again. Mishtabra said, we never saw such a Takana. And that's why he comes out and really meant you don't have to wash your hands. That's where Achav Avdiyah comes out in Halichot Olam, in Chalik Aleph on page Shin Mem Gimal. No! Sorry? On page Shin Mem Aleph. Hanogeya be'emsa Seudah be'migilat Esther. או בספר תורה או בתפילין, נכון להחמיר שיטול ידיו בלא ברכה, מקום מקום אם רצה שלא ליטול ידיו, יש לו עמל לסמוך. רבי really says, better to be מחמיר לכן תחילה, בלי ברכה, of course, but those that want to be lenient, they have what to rely on. Again, so he's taking the חיי אדם, he found some נישונים that concur with that, and therefore the מעשה, it happens sometimes, a person's sitting down at the table, he's looking at a tefillin, or he's looking at other types of Kedrei Kodesh, one should get up and wash his hands again. We're talking about he's eating bread. One should get up and wash his hands again.